Shepherds, simple men with humble hearts, were filled with fear when the angel of the Lord and the glory of his presence lit up the sky that first Christmas. The angel revealed to them that a Savior had been born. Leaving their flock and their responsibility, the shepherds hurriedly traveled to Bethlehem to find this baby who was Christ the Lord. And there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Scriptures reveal that they could not contain what they saw and what they heard. It's amazing that common keepers of sheep were the first to be invited to see the Savior of the world. Think what the shepherds would have missed had they chosen to disregard God's invitation. We are not certain of the exact time, but we do know that men of great wisdom from a distant country saw a brilliant star. Leaving houses and lands, they chose to follow that majestic star wherever it would lead, no matter how long the journey might be. What would cause these men to follow a star? Why would they spend a portion of their life and their own money looking for a king of another kingdom? These honorable men searched diligently, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were determined to find the young king and to worship him.
We're looking for the king, the new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. Please, man, won't you help us if you can? He shook his head and pointed his hand. Just a few doors down the road, there's a new kid in town. But he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem.
Sometimes we fail to consider the human side of this story. The star that led the wise men brought them first to the city of Jerusalem. It's not surprising that these learned men went through official channels in their search for the Messiah. They questioned Herod, the governor of Judea, as to the whereabouts of this new king. He had to consult the chief priests and scribes to learn that the ancient scrolls had prophesied Bethlehem, a small village just 5 miles from Jerusalem, as the place where Christ, the Messiah, would be born. I can imagine as these men entered this town of prophecy, they probably stopped someone and inquired where the king might be found. Yet those who lived within the very town did not know the Son of God was in their midst.
Say you traveled far, bearing treasure. You say these gifts are for the new. Just enough.